T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, off and rolling. Of course, following up last night on the 76ers with a pretty comfortable win, to say the least, and some tremendous bench help in that process, beating the Pacers last night. Flyers in Pittsburgh tonight, out in Pittsburgh. We got some Philly spring training stuff. We'll get to that. Eagles now 2 weeks to free agency. A big couple of weeks here to plan how the Eagles want to go about it. We'll talk about that and more with you. All of it on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Again, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the longest recorded sneezing fit lasted 978 days.
I don't know. Understand. What does that mean?
That's 3 years of sneezing. Someone sneezed for 3 years. I mean, I don't know how that doesn't kill you.
No, it's not possible. Not possible.
All right, well.
Wait, tell me the guy didn't sleep for 3 years?
I don't know. I guess not. I mean, you would have had to have slept through the sneezing in order to survive for 3 years while sneezing. So
he's
somehow
right.
He slept.
Guinness World Records. 976 days.
That's so crazy.
But, I mean, there's got to be a brave stoppage in the action. I mean, the dude's got to sleep. So, something doesn't quite make sense there. To me, that's just me.
978 is what I got.
All right. Look, 2-1.
Which is, yes,
ridiculous.
It's inexplicable.
Ridiculous.
And I'm glad I'm not that guy.
I don't know if it's as ridiculous as Furkan hitting 6 3-pointers last night, looking like he's like Larry Bird out there. What was that? No, not Larry Bird, but you know what I mean.
The Corker, man.
What
he
was that?
He has that in him every once
what
in a while.
What was that? And him and Shake, the combo? Look, we'll take your reaction on what we saw last night. Really impressive by the Sixers. Embiid doing some nice jobs, passing out of the double team. Obviously didn't have to play too many minutes. Real comfortable win against a decent, not great, but decent Pacers team. Again, react to a 215-592-9494. We also have NFL free agency coming up. Now, it's in 2 weeks. It's actually in 13 days is going to be that day where all the legal tampering begins. It's going to be a wild day here on WIP. If you remember over the last couple of years, that's the day when all the move, like, I don't say all of it, most of the movement in the NFL that's pivotal around free agency all happens literally in one day. And we got a big day planned that day, Birds Town Hall. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of guests on our show and all that sort of stuff. And, John, in the lead up to that day, which is now just 13 days away, the Eagles have some big decisions to make, but they almost all funnel down really to one decision the Eagles need to make, and that is whether they want to truly tear it down. I want everyone to think about this for a second, because this is really what Howie Roseman's dealing with right now. Do they really want to essentially try to rebuild, full rebuild, which we'll explain some of the consequences of what that means, or retool on the fly where they still give themselves a chance in 2021 to be more competitive than they otherwise would be if it's a full rebuild. Now, I want everyone to think about this. And again, we'll talk about it at 215-592-9494. The Eagles need to decide whether they truly want to tear it down, strip away talent, do a full rebuild, not sign almost any free agents, and let's be real, frankly, give themselves very little chance to compete in the NFC East in 2021. It would help the salary cap restructuring for 2022 and beyond. That's one approach. The other is the retool on the fly approach, which would involve restructuring the contracts of some of their own players, freeing up salary cap space for 2021, allowing themselves to sign some free agents, their own or some from other teams.
That's the hedge your bets approach.
And giving themselves
that will fail.
And giving themselves a legit chance in this weak division to compete for the division and therefore the playoffs in 2021. Now, I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. As an Eagles fan, we sit here today in early March. John Ritchie, do you endorse this on-the-fly retool or strip it down
bogus
to the studs rebuild?
Okay, your on-the-fly retool idea would be an absolute failure, and it's what we cannot do. So, no, I don't support the retool. This must be a rebuild. I don't want competing for this division. I hate it when you go there. You seem to think that because the rest of the division is bad, we're almost, you know, even in badness.
It opens
so
the
we
door.
Might have a chance to win.
It opens
Stop
the door.
Thinking that way.
It does.
That's a mistake. We cannot allow this front office to continue to hedge their bets, split the difference, and think it wins in the NFL. I don't want them competing. If they're competing, they did this wrong. We need a complete rebuild. We need a complete break from the Super Bowl ideal. We have kicked the can down the road for far too long and lived in the past for far too long. The time is now to suck, to stink, to be awful, and rebuild, and to be better in the future for it. The best thing is to start over and play the youngsters. And the old guys, cut them all. We will have to cut you if we have to pay you too much. Start fresh, build from scratch. Imagine. I'll micro this.
Okay, go ahead.
Imagine what we would know, how much more we would know if we had done this in a microcosm with Jordan Mailata. You know, if we had actually committed to playing the young guy and Jordan Mailata was our starting left tackle, instead of this whole thing
yep.
with Jason Peters, we would have a much better idea whether we needed to go look for a left tackle, right? Right now, Jordan Mailata is an unknown commodity because they mismanaged him and how they played him. I want to do what should have been done with Jordan Mailata with this whole team. If you're old and you're expensive, you're gone because we can't afford you
so
anymore.
So who's the guard? Who's the guard, John? You're getting rid of Brandon Brooks? You're getting rid of Lane Johnson?
Yeah.
We're just getting rid of everybody?
Yeah. See, that's the way it must be.
I can't
they
go there.
They cannot compete this year. They cannot sign new talent. They must cut guys, not restructure guys. Stop kicking the can down the road. That's what got us here. If they're in competition for the division, then they've done something wrong.
Well, look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I'm really curious to see what people think on this. The idea of the full rebuild, which would involve, you know, basically no maneuverings to aid their efforts in 2021. Like, nothing is for 2021, or the retool on the fly, which is, you know, John says it right when he says that's hedging your bet. It is hedging your bet. It's a little bit for 2021. It's a little bit for beyond. It gives yourself, it gives the Eagles a better chance to compete in 2021, but hinders 2022 and beyond a little bit. Here's the deal. And
now's
again,
when you have to pay the piper for the glory that was in 2017.
All right,
it's time to just bite the bullet, Joe.
Let's start with this concept. The Eagles are going to retool. Let me just put that out there real clear so everyone hears me. The Eagles are going to restructure contracts of their own guys. The Eagles are going to free up salary cap space to sign some free agents. For instance, Nate Sudfeld, is he going to be the backup quarterback? I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but I think they will choose to have a different backup quarterback from the outside. Might be Alex Smith. Might be someone else. Do I think Rodney McLeod and Jalen Mills are for sure gone as free agents? No. I think there's a chance they re-sign them. But to re-sign them, they have to restructure maybe a Brandon Brooks, maybe a Lane Johnson. There are options of how the Eagles can do this. And, John,
stop it.
This division, see, here's the deal.
Why would you keep doing what got you into this mess?
Good question.
Stop restructuring. That is the last thing we need. We don't have a chance. We should not allow ourselves a chance.
But here's the thing, and this is, and I'm fascinated where everyone comes down, 215-592-9494, to truly rebuild and tear it down or to refly, to retool on the fly. Here's the deal. If the Eagles were in a division with, for instance, let's just say the Chiefs, then I would say, come on, Joe. Don't be fan guy that wants to wake up on Sundays in September, October, November, December and feel like your team has a shot. Because in the end, it doesn't matter. The Chiefs are going to win the division. The Eagles aren't. And what's the point? And I would advocate that. If the Eagles in this exact same situation were in a division with a team like the Chiefs, who you knew was going to win the division. But that's not the division the Eagles are in. They are in a winnable division. They are. And so I
not
do
not by this team.
So no, they are, John. So I do not want to see the Eagles just completely punt, to use a football term, to punt on 2021. I mean, amongst other things.
So then you'll maintain mediocrity eternally.
Well, no,
I would rather visit the highs and live through the lows.
It doesn't mean
and
that.
What
though,
you're
John.
Suggesting? No, this hedging your bets idea is going to get you exactly what I don't want, which is middle-of-the-road mediocrity. Like, you have to do this thing right. You got to clean house. You got to, like, a full clean sweep of the old, you know, it's a from-the-ground-up, from-scratch type rebuild, which is what's necessary if we actually want to be good.
I'll tell you why I think John's approach is foolish, amongst other reasons. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts for a second. Now, is Jalen Hurts going to have a better chance with Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson, assuming they're healthy, and I think that is the assumption, on the football team with some restructured contracts that frees up, by the way, salary cap space to sign other people? Like, do I want to see Jalen Hurts with a shot where the team actually has some legitimacy and some structure around him to give him a shot to win some football games? And so that we the fans, and you know, most important of all, the Eagles organization, can evaluate what they have in Hurts at the end of 2021 instead of a guy that just gets clobbered. Because you say, hey, kid, here's the football. Go out there and be 2-14. We're not giving you anything. I don't want that. I don't want 2-14. I don't want 3-13. This division is open. That's a fact. The division is open.
No, it's not a
John,
fact.
The division
no,
is
you
wide
have,
open.
You have a misdirected idea of what the other teams in their second year with new head coaches are going to actually be able to accomplish. I thought those teams showed growth last year, and we did the opposite. Of course, you know, we are in worse shape. There's a regime in Washington. There's a regime in New York that commands respect and that the players actually buy into.
Look, I'll go on the record right now to say this, and this is not really an endorsement of Hurts as great, because I don't think he is, and we'll see. I would rather go into 2021 with Jalen Hurts than the Giants with Daniel Jones or Washington with Heineke. Now, that could flip if Washington gets Watson. That could flip if, you know, I don't know, Washington, who knows? Who knows, right? But as of right now, I'd rather have Hurts than those two guys. So this idea that, like, the Eagles are buried as of now, I just don't agree with. I really don't.
You don't know what you got with any of those quarterbacks.
Well, that's my point. I think you have a wide-open division. I want to see Hurts, how he will perform with some players around him. Listen, we all know it's an impossibility, given the salary cap restraints the Eagles have right now, to build this thing up in a way where they're going to sign, you know, 16 free agents and 8 of them are going to be marquee. That is impossible. No one's saying that. That's an impossibility. What I am saying is give yourself a shot in 2021 to compete.
That's foolish. You try to give yourself a shot in 21 to compete for this division. First of all, you're too far behind to compete.
I don't agree with that.
And your attempts at competing for whatever you think this division is will hinder your chances in the future to actually be the playoff team, the perennial powerhouse that we all hope for. You got to sacrifice in the short term to have what we truly want for the long.
Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. Think about it. Free agency. And this week and next week they're the two final weeks to prepare. And this is not about just one decision that Howie Rosen's got to make. Should I restructure this guy? Should I try to sign that guy? It really falls under an umbrella of picking one of two paths. Path one is to just completely, fully rebuild. It's going to involve getting rid of some of the players we love. It's going to involve, you know, no salary restructures. It's going to involve basically signing nobody. And it's going to involve knowing that you're putting Jalen Hurts and a team out there basically to say, all right, guys, go ahead and go 3-13. That's path one. Path two is to say, no, that's not what I want for an Eagles season. I want the team to have a shot. They're not great, but in this division, they can compete. We're going to restructure some contracts. There's no doubt that affects 2022. There's no doubt about that. But we're going to restructure some contracts. We are going to sign some free agency, and we're going to do this a little bit on the fly. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on this? Important issue the Eagles are dealing with right now philosophically, which approach to take. We'll talk about it. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, your phone calls all show. We'll also talk to Elliot Shore Parks at 11 on all the mechanisms of how this could happen. Different guys they could restructure, how they free up some salary cap space, or do they just completely bite the bullet on all of it? We'll talk about it. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.